David, your thoughts on tonight's 1-0 win here at Windsor Park?
I thought we were good tonight. Apart from probably 2 or 3 minutes at the start of the game where I think it was Gormley maybe got a shot and Gareth had to make a half-decent save. But apart from that, I thought we dominated. We dominated possession, dominated opportunities, missed a penalty, scored a goal. A goal that probably should have been. It was over the line. So all in all, pleased with their action, pleased with the attitude. We played Cliftonville a couple of weeks ago here in the County Antrim. We gave them too much space. We let them play. It was probably a typical sort of County Antrim game where it was you have it, we have it. Where tonight we were on top of them, and I thought we dominated for large spells without, you know, scoring a second goal. But we had numerous opportunities, which probably the only frustrating thing tonight.
Great response to the disappointment at Coleraine. Great response to the disappointment against Coleraine or against Cliftonville in the County Antrim Shield.
Yeah, again, Cliftonville are a good side. Their league form dictates that. They've come here. I don't think they've lost too many games since we beat them at Solitude, so it's credit to them. So it was always going to be a tough game, but the pleasing thing, I'm going away tonight thinking obviously they've beaten a lot of the teams that are in and around the top of the table, that we're more than a match for them, and certainly were tonight.
Joel Cooper chips in with another important goal here tonight.
Yeah, it was a big goal. Obviously it proved to be the match winner. Joel, I've always said it, Joel should do more, he should score more goals. But again, you know, for Joel to keep building his confidence, keep scoring goals, keep getting match winning performances, it's important because you know, Joel has been a big player and will continue to be a big player going forward.
Stephen Fallon, man of the match, you know, that's quite a few performances of that sort of calibre this season for him, which was rewarded with the recent extended contract.
Yeah, easy to deal with. Desperate to sign it, pleased to sign it, delighted to sign it. And again, on behalf of myself and hopefully everybody at the club, delighted to have Stephen here because he's a credit. He's a fantastic player. And again, he's one that we can use in and around some of the other players, the Reynolds, the Shevlins, that everybody wants to play 30, 40 games a season. But, you know, Stephen Fallon remained patient. We give him enough time. We played him at times to cut his teeth. But I had always high hopes, and I always mentioned that going forward that Stephen Fallon would end up being a big player for us, a big player in the league. And I'm pleased at the minute that he's certainly proven up.
Clean sheets were impressive as well. And when you're playing a team with Gormley in the ranks, to get a clean sheet is, you know, another pleasing factor of tonight's game.
Yeah, they scored 5 on Saturday. Gormley's coming off the back of scoring a hat-trick. People like Rory Donnelly, who's always a threat. So the pleasing thing is, and again, we built our, and we always have tried to do in the successful season that we had here, we try and build it on clean sheets. Again, the back four changed slightly again tonight with no Mark Stafford, Ryan McGivern going off. So pleasing thing again, Josh Robinson back on the bench. Didn't think he would probably play as long as he did tonight, but seems to have come through it okay. Josh was a big player for us last year. You know, gives you a wee bit of a headache when you look. Hopefully Ryan's okay. Shane Lavery come off injured, and Jamie Mulgrew sort of limped off at the end. So they'll be assessed on Thursday to see if they're fit and available for Saturday against Carrick.
And lots of big games coming up, and the first of those big games is Carrick Rangers on Saturday, and
yeah,
playing catch up in the league, so that's crucial that we, you know, we get another momentum building win on Saturday.
That's the next biggest game, so we look forward to it. Carrick have done okay so far this season. They got a morale boosting win last week, so Niall Curry's teams have always said it every time we come against Carrick that they make life difficult for you. They're well organised, that they play at a good tempo. They'll be 100% committed, so expect no different on Saturday.
Mission accomplished tonight. The mission was to get into the hat for the next round, and, you know, we join Crusaders, Coleraine and Institute in the semi-final draw. One you look forward to?
Yeah, look forward to it. Again, hopefully, I think it's on Saturday, so hopefully coming off the back of a positive performance and result on Saturday, we can have 5 minutes before we have to speak to the press and the journalists and Linfield TV and whatever, and we can see who we get, hopefully in the semi-final. Hopefully it's a home draw, and we look forward to it.
It'll be a tough draw coming up, mate.
Absolutely.
Well done tonight, David. Good luck for Saturday.
Thank you, Andy.